Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. So, are credit scores really needed in life? Well, look, I never like to be the one to give an answer on something that is based on someone's situation, okay? If you are Jeff Bezos and you're Elon Musk, which I'm sure them guys still to this day use borrowing as leverage some type of way, but who knows, maybe they don't. But look, what I'm getting at, if you're a billionaire like some of these guys, you really don't need credit. You don't need to finance things like a traditional American would do, you know, finance things, pay it off later, or, you know, borrow the money now until you get it later, whatever the case may be. You can just write a check or just swipe your card for whatever you want to buy. You want to buy a $10 million mansion in Miami on the beach or on some island, or you want to buy a three-story home in Beverly Hills, California, you can go right on. You don't need credit. Now, for your average consumer that's out there, you know, your average business owner that's out there like me, I know for a fact credit helps me. I'm not rich by any means, and I use my credit cards every single day to pay for business expenses because I already have the cash to pay for it. Therefore, I'm using the cards to get the free rewards, get the travel points, get the cash back points. And then I use the cash that I was already going to pay my bills with. I use that to pay off the balances, and I don't pay any interest because the balances are already paid because I already have the money before I spend it. So I'm not waiting to make money to pay off the credit card debt. I already have the money to pay it right off the very next day. And I make 2-3% cash back. And then, you know, if there's any cars that have travel benefits and things like that, I use credit every single day. You know, I travel a lot. I love to travel, and it feels good when I'm flying for free, or I get a free upgrade, or I have a credit card that gives me access to a airline's airport lounge, you know, just by having a card. You know, a lot of that really helps me. Some credit cards give free Uber points or free Uber rides a few times throughout the year. So, me being a business owner, I use credit. Not only did I use it as leverage when I was first starting, and thankfully I was lucky enough, like I said it, lucky enough to pay back what I borrowed when I was starting the business, because I didn't have all the money up front to pay for marketing, to pay for expenses and things like that. So yes, I use credit as leverage, you know, early on in the business, but now I use it just to make free money because, like I said, I'm not Elon Musk, I'm not Jeff Bezos. So I know if I want to go buy a home in the next 10 years and get a short mortgage temporarily for maybe, you know, 10 or 15 years, I know I can't go out and write a $1 million check. Therefore, I am going to use my credit to buy a better home and eventually work on paying it off. Now, again, if you're a billionaire and you can just write a check for every little thing that you want to pay for, then no, you don't need credit. Now, some of the older people who aren't rich, they are happy just to drive around in a $3,000 farm truck. They're happy just to live in a $80,000, 100 $50,000 trailer. It is what it is. They saved for 30 years and they bought a $150,000 trailer and they're good to live in that, debt free. They don't have to worry about financing. They have a $3,000 truck in the driveway. It is what it is. Now, those people do not care about credit. You know, if something comes up in life, they have a savings account and they can pay for things out of pocket, you know. So it's just based on everyone's situation. Now, if you're a middle class American, or anybody in the U.S., since, you know, Sturgis Credit Repair is a United States business. So if you're in the middle class in America, I will say credit is very important. You know, you're usually not going to be anywhere in the middle class setting and have enough money to just pay cash for your next home. I mean, it could be possible, but 9 times out of 10, you're going to have to finance it. Even if you're not buying a home, even if you're renting, which isn't bad, it's just a temporary position until it's time for you to save enough money to buy a home and not be in too much debt buying a home. But let's just say you're going to renting, most landlords and apartment complexes check your credit score. So yes, I to this day believe credit scores are still very important to have, unless you're two people. One, these older people, or, you know, this new generation that just want to live like the old folks, you know, just live in a little trailer, live in a little or drive a little $3,000 farm truck. You know, if that's your situation, that fits you. Or if you're a multi-millionaire making hundreds of millions of dollars, or you're making billions of dollars, who needs credit? Who are you asking to borrow money from? You know, it is what it is. Now, I would say if you're in the middle class and you're trying to get out of the middle class, using credit will help you get to that next generational, or that next level of wealth, you know, and build enough wealth for the next generation. I would say, yes, credit is very important if you're trying to invest in real estate or invest in a business idea. You know, like I said, it's not needed and it's a whole lot safer to use your cash. However, that's going to take much longer. But look, there's risk for everything. You know, let's say if you were going the debt-free route with investing and trying to build wealth for your next generation of family, you know, what if time is really a risk factor for you? What if 15 years later, when you finally get a chance to have enough money to invest in this first thing, what if you come down with a sickness? You know, time and age is a risk, opposed to you have started this earlier with credit and it has helped you get ahead. And instead of you finally being able to get on your first little investment thing here, 15 years later, you're now on your third or fourth one, and, you know, things have paid off in the past. So it is what it is. Like I said, if you are in the middle class and you're a average business owner, you're an average consumer that's out there going to work every day, 9 times out of 10, credit will be very important for you. Now, if you do not agree, then happily live that lifestyle where you just have a cash car, a little car that may break down soon, or live in your little trailer in the countryside of the city and things like that, which is perfectly fine. But this is just an episode to kind of break down, you know, explanation of credit. If credit is really important still to this day in 2024, you know, I would say yes. But, you know, if people disagree, I would say it's only based on a certain small percentage of situations that's out there. So, like I said, if you're not a billionaire, you're going to need credit. If you're not somebody who have saved up for 30, 40 years and you can buy your next home cash, or you have vehicles that's already paid off 30 years ago, you will need credit. And that's all. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S, creditrepair.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.